The third of the five Inuyim for Yom Kippur that I want to discuss is the prohibition against wearing shoes. And there are three opinions in the Rishonim as to what's included in this prohibition and what it is permitted to wear on Yom Kippur. So according to the Rosh and the Rif, and this is also the way that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Simon Taf Reish Yud Dalet, the only things which are prohibited are leather shoes. But to anything else, shoes made out of any other material are 100% permissible. Rashi, in the Gemara Masechet Yoma, holds that also prohibited are wooden shoes, what I guess we would call clogs. And presumably the reason is because they protect the foot very well, and you don't feel in any sense that you're going to be ripped apart by brambles or thorns, or that stones are going to hurt you or anything like that. For the modern person, clogs might be a little bit uncomfortable, but I guess in the times of Chazal, clogs were a very good shoe that protected the foot. The Baal HaMa'or is of the opinion that anything which is a shoe is prohibited, irrespective of what it's made out of. Now, a big question is, what is the view of the Rambam? So most poskim hold that the Rambam paskins like the Rosh and the Rif, because he says that you can go out in shoes made of other materials, shel sham, shel gemi, made out of canvas or rubber or reeds or things like that, they're permitted. So the assumption is that the Rambam is saying, so long as it's not leather, it's permissible. The Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion that the Rambam actually holds like Rashi, because the Rambam says the characteristic of the permitted shoes is that margishehu yachif, that you feel like you're barefoot. You feel like you haven't got any shoes. You can feel the hardness of the ground and the stones that you're walking over. You can feel that through the shoe, and that's why it's permissible. So accordingly, that not only would leather shoes be prohibited, leather shoes, even if it's very thin leather, are definitely prohibited, but also the clogs would be prohibited because you can't feel the hardness of the ground through them. The Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion that, seeing as this is the Shita of Rashi and Tosfot and the Rambam, that they're good grounds to be strict and not to wear shoes which are good shoes which protect the foot, which are, he says, av v'kasha, that's thick, solid shoes, that you shouldn't wear them. And that would fit in with things like trainers, which are, you know, a really good alternative to leather shoes, and you don't feel like you're barefoot in any sense in them, and you don't feel like you've got an inferior type of shoe. The Aruch HaShulchan would prefer that a person doesn't wear them. The Mishnah Berurah says similarly that a person who's able to should be strict not to wear shoes like that, not because he's paskening like Rashi and an understanding of the Rambam, but he's looking at the view of the Baal HaMa'or, which, even though it's a minority opinion, nevertheless, seeing as this, according to some Rishonim, is an Issur D'Oraita, seeing as this is counted as a shoe, then it should be prohibited, even though it's not made out of leather. So both according to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, there's good grounds to say that a person shouldn't wear good quality trainers on Yom Kippur. I think plimsolls will be fine, because you can feel the hardness of the ground as you walk over a stone or something like that. But trainers would be a problem, according to them. It was mentioned a few years ago that Rav Eliashiv was of the opinion that Crocs on Yom Kippur were problematic, because they're comfortable and they protect the foot. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach mentioned that no, the minhag is to be makel, and so long as it's not made out of leather, then one can wear it. So different opinions, different practices. But it does seem to me that there are certainly good grounds to say one shouldn't wear trainers on Yom Kippur. That's the halacha. Also gives a number of other leniencies. It says that an ill person or a chaya, woman who's given birth within the past 30 days, they can wear leather shoes. The reason for this was because the cold and the uncomfortable ground was regarded as being injurious to their health, and seeing as, according to many Rishonim, this is an Issa de Rabbanan, so then they never made the Gezeira in the case of a Choleh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach here was strict, and he said that nowadays, seeing as you can get good alternatives to leather shoes which are just as effective, so there's no grounds to be lenient and to allow even a Choleh or a Chaya to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Adkan.